A native of Goldsboro, Watkins has called Wilmington home since 1978. He holds a bachelor's degree and an MBA from UNCW, where he met his wife, Valerie. If elected, Watkins says he primarily hopes to help Wilmington streamline its spending habits.
And so you have what I call the got-tos and the want-tos. And, you know, we all have a lot of want-tos, but we have to take care of our got-tos first. And that's one of the things that got our nation in trouble financially, both on a governmental, public, and private level, is we have credit card debt that's excessive. So that's kind of relates to why I ran, because we have a mentality of spend, spend, spend.
Watkins says he hopes to enlighten municipal government with some of the same principles he's been using to counsel clients for more than 20 years as a financial advisor.
In economics, there's quantitative and there's qualitative. There's, you know, there's the numbers and then there's the social aspect. So everything can't be a pure number. But, for example, anything I would vote for or against would have gone through a cost-benefit analysis. I've got a pretty quick formula that I can do for my clients. And so I'm sure I can modify something, but I would I'd do my research.
One measure that wouldn't have cleared his analysis is the deal the city recently made with Harmony Hospitality for a new hotel next to the downtown convention center. A self-described free market capitalist, Watkins says the council owes the public a thorough valuation of that hotly contested land.
I'm not against a hotel coming. It just needs to be clear in the public eye that any group, whether it's Harmony or anyone comes in, they're paying market price and they're taking market risk.
If elected, Watkins would be one of only two Republicans on the 7-member council. But he says one of the wonderful things about local-level politics is its nonpartisan nature.
Most of the things in Wilmington aren't Republican or Democrat. It's mainly common sense.
Watkins does note, however, that some stronger party influence could have sway in one area, city taxes.
If you want to keep your taxes low, you find somebody that's a fiscal conservative. I mean, end of story.
Getting back to Watkins' list of got-tos and want-tos, he says the downtown riverfront area, as a tourism boon, falls into the former category.
There is, a perception that maybe downtown gets a lot of favoritism. But we have to understand that downtown is probably the crown jewel of Wilmington in the attraction area.
Watkins' pet go-to issue, however, centers around Wilmington's crime situation, one he describes as a tidal wave that should be addressed through grassroots efforts to create more opportunities for at-risk youths to participate in positive activities, such as sports.
We have a lost generation, in my opinion, of young men, some young women, but mainly we've got a lost generation of young men. There's boots on the ground. It's a local thing going on now where a lot of pastors and the police department are going to the communities and trying to say, hey, there's a better way. Council can't solve it. School board can't solve it. County commissioners can't solve it. But all of us together, business leaders, political leaders, volunteers, pastors, moms, dads.
Watkins has a vision of all these parties working together to fund and staff opportunities for youths without raising taxes. To that end, he says he plans to seek help from big area corporations. Watkins also says that since Mayor Sappho's running unopposed, he fears low voter turnout. He adds that no matter the election's outcome, he's dedicated to his plan to tackle the city's crime issues. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.